Over the last few weeks, we've listened to my two-part conversation with Selena Cunanan, Chief Diversity, Equity, and Belonging Officer at University Hospitals in Cleveland, Ohio. We've discussed her health system's long-standing effort to build a talent pipeline by engaging young people in the community through internship and educational programs that encourage them to pursue careers in healthcare. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily. It's Monday, March 18th. Thanks so much for joining us. On today's episode, I'm joined by the founder and CEO of WorkUp Health, a talent pipeline management platform, to learn more about how they work with university hospitals, as well as other health systems, to bolster youth educational outreach efforts. Launched in January 2023, WorkUp has developed a customizable app to engage young people and expose them to a range of healthcare careers, from physicians to surgical technicians. The app provides information about various careers and their different educational pathways, while also allowing students to take a peek behind the curtain to see the work done by people in various clinical roles on a daily basis, through media like TikTok videos. Zachary Fleitman joins the podcast to talk more about how his company can help health systems keep track of student engagement with the goal of ultimately helping students interested in healthcare careers make it there. Here's our conversation. Healthcare workforce shortages in the United States are extensive, to say the least, and they're highly complicated. So can you tell me more about the genesis of WorkUp Health and how it helps to address this key issue for hospitals?
Yeah, absolutely. The genesis of WorkUp came, frankly, from my family. I'm the only non-practicing clinician in either my or my wife's side of the family, and I typically like to source my diligence from the complaints of my family members. And what I was hearing most consistently was there were not enough clinicians. My family complained about shortages in respiratory therapists, in medical assistants, in surgical technicians. There are just shortages everywhere, and it seemed to be everyone's 1A or 1B problem. So, you know, looking at how we could solve the problem and looking at the real cause of the problem, I didn't want to be another solution out there that was treating the symptom, that was reallocating talent that already exists from one location to another location. Because at the end of the day, that just makes talent more expensive for everyone. But I want to get to the underlying causes of the shortage, which is supply and awareness issues and high levels of attrition. So starting with supply and awareness issues, you know, looking at the demographics of the clinical workforce and looking at kind of the compensation dynamics for clinicians versus other industries, it became clear that the clinical workforce shortage wasn't going to go away, wasn't going to solve itself. And my conclusion was that if we wanted to have a predictable and sustainable supply of clinical talent, health systems as the major employers of this talent, we're going to need to become involved in partnering with students as they were making their decisions on what career to pursue to help increase awareness of the key roles and increase transparency into how to achieve those roles. And finally, where possible, subsidize the pursuit of that journey through additional mentoring, additional resources, even potential financial resources.
So can you give us an overview of what a student interacting with the app will see?
Yeah. Well, first of all, the great thing is, and what we believe is key is that each student will see something slightly different. So first of all, the platform looks like an extension of each system's career page and career site. So it's health system branded. The students land on it. The very first thing they're prompted to do is basically take a quiz. And this is something that's a very common interaction pattern, especially for the younger demographics, which is like take a quiz that'll help give you personalized recommendations. And based on the answers to the quiz, there are recommended paths forward. So promoted positions that both match the student interests and match the most in-demand roles for the health system they're interacting with or the GO that they're based in. And from there, the students can click into the various roles or resources that are promoted to them. They can search and kind of DIY, do it themselves, and find ones that they already know they're interested in. And they can see, hey, here are the roles. Here's what it looks like to spend a day in the life in this role. Here's what compensation looks like. Here's educational resource to help me pursue that. But it allows them to ask the questions that are burning for them and to get the answers and the resources promoted from the health system side.
Developing a talent pipeline with young people in high school and potentially even with younger students like middle schoolers takes a lot of time. At the earliest end, optimistically, you might get a student in the pipeline and into the healthcare workforce in 2 or 3 years. So, how do you make the case to hospital leaders that this is a worthwhile investment?
Yeah, I mean, that was the number one question going into this and starting workup as a concept. The great thing is, I mean, health systems, just due to their business models and due to the leadership teams and the community partnerships that kind of make up who they are naturally longer term thinkers. And you know, they know the problems they have and they see how the actual supply of clinical talent is a key problem. They're already making these investments. So we haven't talked to a single health system that doesn't have student engagement. And they all have college student engagement. They all have high school student engagement. Most have middle school student engagement. And a good number, I'd probably say a majority, are doing some efforts to engage even elementary school students. So it wasn't really convincing them that these investments were necessary because these investments already existed. It was talking to them about, like, the very first question I asked: what's the return on these investments that you're already making? And we've yet to get an answer of, like, we clearly can track and we clearly have an idea on the level of impact of engaging what I would call pre-hirable talent. And that first and foremost is what we're offering, right? Like, through giving students a platform where they can engage and self-direct their discovery, we gain access to visibility to, okay, where is the student coming from? You know, we each event can have its own unique links, so we know where the student entered the pipeline from, which of those pipelines are generating the most interest from students, which of the resources are generating continued engagement from the students. So we start being able to have a picture of, okay, what does the pipeline actually look like? How many students interest in what, based from what geo, like, how many of them exist at each point of their career development, and where do they come from? So, what is the return on the existing efforts? And that visibility was frankly enough for some of our early conversations to be like, we just need this visibility so that we can know where to keep allocating the dollars. We know we want to keep making this investment. We just don't know where we're getting the most bang for our buck. And then, you know, the follow-up question on that is, like, do you think you could have more of an impact on your students if you were able to reach out to them based upon who they are, what they're interested in, where they are in their journey? And they said, of course we can. And you know, what about if you didn't have to have teams do manual polls and manual outreach and one size fits all outreach? Well, of course that would increase the efficacy of our efforts, increase the impact of our efforts. And that's really just the baseline of what we're offering, right? Being able to track where the students are, who the students are, and be able to create smart engagement and smart and timely delivery of resources to students based on what they're actually interested in.
Can you tell me more about how Workup Health has been rolled out at one of your system partners so far?
Yeah, absolutely. So our Ohio-based partner, University Hospitals, is a really engaged and super enthusiastic partner. We've been really grateful for their engagement and for what we've learned from them. The very first focus of our efforts was, like, can we just increase impact on what you're already doing? And so they are very proactive in terms of engaging their community. And so the first thing we partnered with them on was a youth summit. They have opened up this youth summit over the last couple of years to everything from late middle school through high school students, and they come in and they get to learn about all the various different specialties and roles within a healthcare system. But there's a limited capacity at these programs. So they get a lot more applicants for the youth summit than they can kind of house participants. So, you know, how do we take this population that wanted to be at the youth summit and make sure that they're still getting resources? So we collaborated on a lot of the learnings and educational material that was available at the Youth Summit and put those online in digital format. And so everyone that applied, even those that couldn't make it to the summit themselves, whether because, you know, tickets ran out or, you know, they were sick the day of or something comes up, you know, life comes up, we still were able to give them all the digital resources. And we have seen a huge amount of engagement, not just from the participants that ended up making that Youth Summit, but from all those applicants that weren't able to make it. And we've seen a huge amount of engagement on the platform from those. So it allows us to be an extension of the teams that put together this event, to keep the, summit participants engaged through the application processes, because they have applications for a couple career pathways, afterwards. It allowed us to engage them for the quarter or two in between the Youth Summit and these applications. And it also allowed us to keep relationships and build relationships with the students that they otherwise couldn't handle at this. At this initial Youth Summit. And that kind of seamlessly bleeds into the Career Pathways programs, and they have a Future Nurses programs and a Health Scholars program. This is another example. They have, I think 1,000 applicants for these two programs, but they can't handle that many students because there's a lot of in-person, there's hands-on mentorship, but we can continue providing those applicants that weren't able to be accepted with resources so that they can continue to learn and continue to see UH as their partner in developing a career in healthcare.
Let's stick with the University Hospitals partnership for just a moment, because that system is based in Cleveland, Ohio, and there's a robust healthcare sector in that area. How might WorkUp help a hospital or a smaller health system in, say, a less prominent city or community that may have more of a challenge attracting top talent, to really develop that talent pipeline locally?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked to systems that range from, one of several systems in a urban area to, the dominant system in a more rural environment. And it's frankly the same challenges. And I think first and foremost, you want to be able to bolster and invest in your homegrown talent. Who's most likely to come in and be a team member in your hospital, especially in a rural setting? It's going to be someone that is really driven and really excited to care for their community. And we see that everywhere. But you need to be able to show that person that there is a pathway to being able to care for their community, that there are roles that fit them, and that there is a realistic map for them to pursue to get into that role. Too often in healthcare, you have someone that wants to be a nurse or wants to be a doctor. They start down that path. Maybe they realize, oh, this isn't for me for one of a myriad of reasons. I don't want to spend this many years in school or this much on schooling, or, turns out I really don't like bodily fluids or needles, or I'm more of an introvert. There's really a position, an in-demand position that's frankly has shortages today that fits every profile type. It's just matching students to that right career for them and showing them that resources exist for them to be able to pursue that career. And that at the end of the day, there's a high demand job sitting there waiting for them, probably unfilled right now. And I think it's even more relevant in rural communities because, you want to keep that talent in that rural community. And especially in a lot of the tech jobs, right? Students don't, if you're a doctor, you're going where you're getting matched a lot of the time, and you're traveling a lot. I mean, my wife's a physician and she was at UH, and she got a job out in the Northeast, right? Those physicians travel a ton. Nursing travels more now than they used to. But for a lot of the other allied health roles, you're looking, one of your top criteria is being able to stay close to home, being able to find a role that fits you in your local area so you can care for your family, care for your friends. You kind of have a, as a local system, you kind of have a competitive advantage, not to mention, being able to control those clinical rotation spots and being able to offer those shadow and observation opportunities. You have a head start as a local health system on this talent. It's just making sure to take those advantages and using it to capture talent before they even get out there and can be exposed to the larger urban systems.
How will you and your health system partners really measure success as time goes on?
I mean, at the end of the day, success is more clinicians. Success is starting to solve the shortage issues that we have. From day one, there are some shortages in areas that we can provide value almost immediately, right? Like some of our success metrics with our partners are class of 2024 hires, right? There are positions that can be filled with students that just have a GED and a certificate. So that's kind of the low-hanging fruit. The second metric we have on there is students matriculating in demand programs. There are plenty of allied health programs that are underfilled. They're, 2 4-year programs where there's not enough students to fill all the seats. If you can attribute matriculation to students that you've engaged, that's huge. And once again, going back to one of our earlier conversations, being able to show impact from the existing investments on early career talent, has been a challenge for a lot of these programs. So being able to show that, no, we're actually driving students towards under capacity programs. But at the end of the day, right, that's not our goal. Our goal is more full-time search techs, more full-time rad techs, more full-time RTs, RNs. And yeah, that'll take a little bit more than 1 to 2 years, but 2 to 3, 3 to 4, that's time horizons our partners are still very excited about and are already making those investments and want to continue making those investments.
That was Zachary Fleitman, founder and CEO of WorkUp Health, a technology startup working with healthcare organizations to engage young people in order to encourage them to pursue a career in the healthcare industry. If you missed my earlier conversations with University Hospitals' Selena Cunanan, you can find them online at kaufmanhall.com/gisthealthcaredaily or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Gist Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the podcast. We'll be back with healthcare business and policy news updates tomorrow, as always, in 10 minutes or less. In the meantime, you can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Gist Weekly.